I think the idea of a BBC which is more focused on delivering to the public what the public itself expects fundamentally from the BBC, quality, excellence, independence in its news, reliability, trustworthiness, absolutely yes. And I think we are heading towards a world where, because of the way technology is advancing, we may be able to do it in ways which require a narrower range of services. For example, we're already at the edges. Our red button service, the interactive system television, we are just beginning to reduce some aspects of that service because so many households have got access to interactivity via the web and via their mobile phones, that first rather brilliant form of interactivity may need less services in it than it did in the past. Still a core service, but less than we did in the past. And I think, you know, the key thing is we're on a migration from an analog world to a digital world. Some people want us to step backwards, and some people would say, well, you know, you really should just be a television and radio with just a handful of channels. Mm. I have to say, that's delusional. We're already a digital broadcaster, and the web is as much of a part of what we do in our future as television and radio. So, you know, we're not stepping backwards. But as we move forward, having a greater care and greater focus on how we fit in with the rest of media, given the enormous challenges other media players fit, and also recognising that in this post-switchover world, the public have got many new ways of getting the content, may mean that, yes, we can offer a set of services which are of more value but of less breadth.
So fewer services?
Potentially.